When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
They say that history never truly leaves a place, that echoes of the past linger in ways we can't always explain. Some call it energy, others call it spirits. But whatever name you give it, the stories coming from the Savoy Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri, have been haunting guests and staff alike for generations. Built in 1888, this grand old hotel has been a witness to Kansas City's ever-changing skyline. It has hosted U.S. presidents, survived economic downturns, and undergone restorations that attempted to breathe new life into its aging walls. But despite the fresh paint and modern renovations, there's something at the Savoy that refuses to leave. Room 505, where the faucets turn on by themselves and soft jazz music floats through the air long after midnight. The fourth floor, where an eerie little girl in Victorian clothing has been seen wandering the halls. And then there's Fred Leitner, a former resident who, even in death, wasn't ready to say goodbye. But is the Savoy truly haunted? Or are we simply seeing what we want to see, hearing what we expect to hear in a place with so much history? Tonight, we'll dive into the facts, the legends, and the unexplained occurrences that have made this hotel one of Kansas City's most infamous paranormal hotspots. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Savoy Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri, stands as a testament to the city's rich history and enduring mysteries. Established in 1888 by the Arbuckle brothers, renowned for their Arbuckle Coffee Company, the hotel quickly became a symbol of luxury and sophistication. Designed by the architectural firm Van Brunt & Howe, the building showcased Art Nouveau architecture, featuring intricate stained glass windows and Italian tiles. In 1903, the hotel expanded to include the Savoy Grill, which soon became a culinary landmark. The grill's ambiance, highlighted by its carved oak bar and high-beamed ceilings, attracted numerous notable figures. Booth number 4, affectionately known as the President's Booth, hosted esteemed guests such as Harry S. Truman, Warren Harding, Gerald Ford, and Ronald Reagan. The Great Depression of the 1930s brought challenges leading to the hotel's decline. However, in 1985, owner Don Lee spearheaded restoration efforts, meticulously preserving original features like the carved oak bar and stained glass windows. Amidst its storied past, the Savoy Hotel has garnered a reputation for unexplained phenomena. Guests and staff have reported eerie occurrences, contributing to an atmosphere of generalized spookiness. Psychologists suggest that the hotel's historic decor and dim lighting may heighten suggestibility, leading individuals to interpret ambiguous stimuli as paranormal. This ambiance, combined with the building's age and history, might influence perceptions and experiences. Room 5 is particularly infamous due to the legend of Betsy Ward, a former resident who reportedly died in the bathtub. Guests have recounted faucets turning on and off by themselves and hearing unexplained music emanating from the room. The fourth floor has its own tales, with sightings of a young girl dressed in Victorian-era clothing. Additionally, the elevator has been known to stop on this floor without command, adding to the hotel's mystique. Another spectral resident is Fred Leitner, who reportedly appeared to his widow in their former apartment after his death. Such accounts have only deepened the hotel's enigmatic reputation. Beyond individual accounts, the hotel has been the subject of various paranormal investigations, with some researchers proposing theories of residual energy, where past events imprint themselves on the environment, leading to recurring phenomena. Today, the Savoy Hotel stands as both a historic landmark and a focal point for those intrigued by the paranormal, embodying the rich tapestry of Kansas City's past and the mysteries that continue to captivate visitors. The Savoy Hotel was built in 1888, a time when Kansas City was booming and the need for luxury accommodations was on the rise. The Arbuckle brothers, who had already made their mark in the coffee business, saw an opportunity to bring a touch of sophistication to the city. Their vision resulted in an architectural marvel, ornate stained glass windows, hand-carved oak details, and Italian tiles that spoke of grandeur. It wasn't long before the Savoy became a staple in the social scene. Wealthy businessmen, celebrities, and even U.S. presidents dined at the Savoy Grill, which opened in 1903 as part of a West Wing expansion. The restaurant's President's Booth famously hosted the likes of Harry S. Truman, Warren Harding, and Gerald Ford. For decades, the hotel thrived, welcoming guests from all walks of life. But as time marched forward, the glamour of the Savoy faded. The Great Depression hit Kansas City hard. Once a destination for the elite, the hotel struggled to stay afloat. By the 1930s, it had fallen into disrepair. The once lavish hallways became quiet, the guest list dwindled, and the Savoy's golden era seemed to be coming to an end. Efforts to restore the hotel began in the 1980s. When Don Lee took ownership in 1985, he was determined to breathe life back into the building. He focused on preserving its historic charm, maintaining the original wooden bar and the Savoy Grill, and keeping the stained glass windows intact. Yet, while renovations gave the building a facelift, some things within the Savoy refused to be erased. The first accounts of strange occurrences began quietly. Staff reported an uneasy feeling in certain parts of the hotel, like being watched when no one was there. Objects would be found in different places than where they had been left. At first, these incidents were brushed off as quirks of an old building, but the stories didn't stop there. The heart of the mystery is room 505. Guests who have stayed in the room tell tales of water faucets turning on by themselves, even after being tightly shut. More unsettling is the sound of music, old jazz tunes that seem to float through the air, even when the radio is unplugged. Some believe these disturbances are tied to the spirit of Betsy Ward, a woman who is said to have died in the room's bathtub. There are no confirmed records of her existence, but the reports of activity in 505 remain eerily consistent. If room 505 has a reputation for unexplained disturbances, the fourth floor has a different kind of story. Over the years, multiple guests and staff members have reported seeing the ghostly figure of a young girl dressed in Victorian-era clothing. She doesn't seem to acknowledge those who see her, instead walking the hallways as if searching for something or someone. What's more bizarre is the way the hotel's elevator behaves. It has a habit of stopping at the fourth floor without being called, as though an unseen guest is pressing the button. Then there is the story of Fred Leitner. Once a longtime resident of the hotel, Fred passed away years ago, but according to reports, his presence lingers. After his death, guests and staff reported seeing him sitting in his old favorite chair, casually talking with his widow as if he had never left. It's one thing to hear a ghost story, but it's another to have multiple people swear they've seen the same spirit, going about his routine as if death hadn't changed a thing. Of course, skeptics argue that the Savoy's eerie reputation has more to do with psychology than the supernatural. The combination of dim lighting, historic furnishings, and whispered stories can create a suggestive atmosphere where the mind plays tricks. The human brain, after all, is designed to find patterns and explanations for the unknown. But even logic has trouble explaining some of the more chilling events reported over the years. A glass shattering in an empty dining room, doors slamming when no one is near them, disembodied whispers that seem to come from thin air. The stories of the Savoy Hotel are many. Some are whispered in fear, others passed around as urban legend. But whether one believes in ghosts or not, one thing is undeniable. There is something about the Savoy that refuses to be forgotten. If the early reports of paranormal activity at the Savoy Hotel left room for doubt, the stories that followed made it impossible to ignore. What started as small disturbances, strange noises, unexplained chills, soon turned into something far more unnerving. The most infamous of these hauntings remains tied to Room 505. Guests staying in this room have reported waking up to the sensation of someone standing over them, only to find the room empty. Some have described an overwhelming feeling of sadness upon entering, as if the very air carried a weight from the past. The most unsettling reports detail hearing a woman's voice humming softly in the dead of night, a melody with no identifiable source. The legend of Betsy Ward continues to fuel these eerie experiences. While there are no confirmed records of her existence or death, the consistencies in the accounts are hard to ignore. Faucets turn on without explanation, and the sounds of splashing water have been reported when the bathroom was completely dry. One guest, shaken after a particularly active night, insisted that she saw the bathtub filling on its own. And yet, when she rushed to turn off the water, the tub was empty. The hauntings extend beyond a single room. The fourth floor, notorious for its ghostly visitor, a young girl dressed in Victorian-era clothing, continues to be a focal point for unexplained activity. Staff members have refused to work alone on this floor after reporting sudden cold spots, unexplained footsteps, and the sight of the girl simply vanishing around a corner. Some who have attempted to follow her find themselves facing an empty hallway, as if she was never there to begin with. Then, there's the matter of the elevator. No matter how many times maintenance crews inspect it, the behavior remains the same. The elevator will stop on the fourth floor without being called, doors sliding open to reveal an empty hallway. Guests who have stepped inside have reported feeling a presence, an unseen force riding alongside them, creating an unbearable tension until they reach their destination. The phenomenon extends to the Savoy Grill. The dining room, known for its stunning stained glass windows and historic bar, has its own share of unexplained moments. Glasses have been seen tipping over on their own. Silverware has moved across tables without assistance. More than one staff member has sworn they felt a tap on their shoulder, only to turn around and find no one there. And then there's Fred Leitner. Unlike the more shadowy figures of the Savoy's past, Fred's presence is different. Those who claim to have seen him describe a man who seems blissfully unaware of his spectral state. He appears in his old apartment, sometimes even sitting in his favorite chair, chatting away as if he never left. His widow, who lived in the hotel after his passing, once claimed that she saw him standing by the window looking out over Kansas City, just as he had in life. She wasn't frightened, only saddened by the thought that maybe Fred never moved on. Of course, skeptics have tried to explain these phenomena. Theories of residual energy suggest that the Savoy, with its deep-rooted history, may simply be replaying moments from the past like a broken record. The fourth floor girl, the moving objects, the inexplicable noises. Some believe they are nothing more than echoes, memories trapped in the very structure of the hotel. Others argue that the Savoy's stories are fueled by expectation. A place with a reputation for hauntings naturally invites ghostly experiences. The mind, eager to make sense of its surroundings, may create illusions, turning a draft into a whisper, a flickering light into an apparition. But then there are the events that defy explanation. The cold touch on a shoulder when no one is there, the laughter of a child echoing down an empty hallway, the feeling of eyes watching from the darkness of Room 505. The Savoy Hotel remains one of Kansas City's most compelling mysteries. Its halls are steeped in history, its rooms filled with stories, some written in books, others whispered between those who have seen things they cannot unsee. For the believers, the Savoy is proof that the past never truly fades. For the skeptics, it's a collection of coincidences shaped by perception and the human tendency to seek out the supernatural. But whether one believes or not, one thing is certain. Step inside the Savoy, and you just might leave with a story of your own. So what do we make of it? The Savoy Hotel is a place where history and mystery collide. On one hand, It's a beautifully preserved landmark, a slice of old Kansas City, where U.S. presidents dined and high society once mingled. But on the other hand, it's also home to decades of ghost stories, some subtle, some chilling, and all eerily consistent. Is there something truly paranormal happening within its walls? Or are we simply falling victim to the power of suggestion? Psychologists will tell you that the human brain is an incredible pattern-finding machine. Give us a dimly lit hallway, an old hotel room, and a few whispered stories, and suddenly every creak in the floorboard sounds like a ghost's footsteps. Every draft feels like an unseen presence brushing against our skin. But even if the mind plays tricks, there are still the stories. Stories from people who had no reason to make them up. The guests who swear they heard a woman humming in room 505. The staff members who saw a child disappear before their eyes. The widow who claimed to have seen her late husband still watching over the city, just as he had in life. Are these residual hauntings, spirits refusing to move on? Or just the echoes of history that have seeped into the walls of the Savoy? Whatever the truth is, one thing is for sure. If you ever find yourself checking into the Savoy Hotel, be prepared, because you just might leave with a story of your own. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.